Join me in uncovering the hidden treasures of wild edibles right in the heart of the city, transforming concrete jungles into edible landscapes. Are you ready? Hello, and welcome back to Prepping Positively. I'm Annie, your host, and today we're embarking on a fascinating journey, urban foraging. Now, let's start by understanding why urban foraging is an exciting and valuable skill. Cities are filled with edible plants that often go unnoticed. By learning to identify and safely forage for wild edibles, you not only connect with nature and unexpected places, but you also add a nutritious and diverse range of foods to your self-reliant lifestyle. First and foremost, safety is paramount in urban foraging. Stick to areas free from pollution, pesticides, and other contaminants. Parks, community gardens, and green spaces are often rich foraging grounds. But always be sure to have permission to forage in a particular area and respect your local regulations. Now let's explore some common wild edibles you might find in urban environments. Dandelions, purslane, and chickweed are often abundant and nutritious. Look to identify these plants and you'll have versatile ingredients for salads, soups, and more. Trees in the city can be a surprising source of edible treasures. Consider exploring the world of urban fruit trees like apple, plum, or cherry trees. Edible flowers like violets and nasturtiums can add color and flavor to your meals. Remember to gather responsibly, taking only what you need and leaving enough for wildlife and other foragers. Before you start foraging, invest time in learning to identify plants accurately. Field guides, online resources, and local foraging groups can be valuable tools. Pay attention to distinguishing features, growth patterns, and any look-alike plants that may be toxic. Trimming is key in urban foraging. Different plants have peak seasons when they're most abundant and flavorful. Research the specific seasons for the wild edibles in your area, ensuring a success and sustainable foraging experience. As a rule of thumb, start with small quantities and introduce new wild edibles into your diet gradually. Some individuals may have allergies or sensitivities to certain plants. Listen to your body and consult with experts. Engage in the urban foraging community in your area. Local foraging groups often organize walks, workshops, and even events where you can learn from experienced foragers. Connecting with like-minded individuals enhances your knowledge and builds a sense of community. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that urban foraging is not just about finding food. It's a journey of discovery, connection, and embracing the abundance that nature offers, even in the midst of the city. Thank you for joining me on this adventure in urban foraging today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave me a review, and share it with fellow urban explorers and forages. Until next time, keep prepping positively, and may your cityscape be a playground of edible delights.